Good afternoon, this is Carla.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Did
you leave your number?
And who is this calling?
This is customer support.
Customer support, okay. I was calling about a charge on my city card, and it from primary choice discounting, and can you tell me what that is?
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
96002.
96022?
No, 96002.
Thank you. Can I have your first and last name?
Carla Anderson.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not finding an account. Can you please spell your first and last name for me?
Carla, C-A-R-L-A, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Thank you. Can you please spell your first and last name for me?
I just did.
I'm sorry, ma'am, about that. I've been having a rough day today. Can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
6372 Quail Creek Drive. That's Redding, California. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Well, I want to know what it is. I don't recognize the charge to my account. I want to know who this is.
Okay, the reason you're trying to be charged, well, the reason you were charged to $56.95 is because of the first charge you made on May 5th. No, I'm sorry, May 6th. You enter into a sweepstakes, $7.95 for a chance to win a cookware kitchen set.
No, I've never done that. And the charge that I'm talking about is to my city card. There's one on October 31st for $6.95, and then one on November 6th for $76.68, and now there's another one for $76.68. So I want to know what this is and who you are. And
okay, ma'am, I don't see a charge for $76.68. None of those charges you just read out to me, I don't see them on the account.
Okay, who is Primary Choice Discount? That's what the phone number is for.
Okay, could that, well, this account, I don't see anything regarding that, those charges.
Well, what is the charge that you're talking about?
Where you entered into a sweepstakes on May 6th for a chance to win a cookware kitchen set.
No, I didn't.
So you didn't see anything that said, oh, you want a free kitchen set, pay shipping and handling? Back in May?
No, I wouldn't do that because I think all of those are scams. So, no, I wouldn't have done that.
Card ending in 2796. A KitchenAid mixer.
2796? No, that's not my account number.
Okay, can you verify the address for me again?
6372 Quail Creek Drive, Redding, California.
Oops, I'm sorry, ma'am. I had someone else's account pulled up. What's your email? Is it CM Bella?
No.
Okay, well, your account is not popping up. Could it be under someone else's name?
Not that I know of. I mean, what I'm seeing is,
and your name is Carla Anderson.
And my name, yeah, and it's posted Primary Choice Discount.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but I can't see anything if I don't find an account. Are you sure it can be under another name or someone else's name?
No, this is the only name on this city card.
It doesn't matter if the name is under the same card. It can be under someone else's name, the account that I'm looking for, a husband, a brother, a sister, or something like that.
I don't know what account. I don't even know who this is. No.
How much would you charge?
I just told you. On October 31st, $6.95. Then on November 6th, $76.68. And now again on December 6th, $76.68.
Well, did you pay shipping and handling for anything lately, ma'am, that was free? For $6.95.
Not that I'm trying to think. Not that I know of. I don't think
did
I did.
Did you order any keto for $6.95? You paid a monthly for
a TaylorMade fit app and a voucher. I don't know. I not that I recognize. Whatever
and those
it
are
is,
the only two charges.
I want to cancel it, whatever it is, so I'm not.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to help you, but I can't find an account. So how can I cancel something that I can't find? You live in South Carolina or Tennessee?
California.
Yeah, I'm not finding you. I see every other Carlo Anderson. I'm not finding your account.
So what company are you?
We service thousands of companies, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am, for different products. So I don't know what company you are calling for until I can get into your account, but I can't get into anything that I don't find. Nothing is popping up.
You don't recognize a company by the name of Primary Choice Discounts?
I do.
Okay, well, that's what's on my card. That's what it says.
Okay, well,
Primary Choice Discount.
Okay, well, I can't help you. I can't find an account. I'm not seeing anything with you.
So who do I contact to cancel this?
Are you sure?
Recurring charge?
Okay, ma'am. Can I have the last four digits of that card number?
Zero, 0796.
Wasn't that the zip code I said earlier? Wasn't that the last four digits I said earlier?
The zip code?
No, the last four digits of your card number. Wasn't that the last four digits I said earlier? You said no, that wasn't you?
No, you said 0246.
Let me see. I could have sworn I said 0796. Let me see. Just to double check. You said 0796 with those four digits?
Yes.
Okay, bro. What in the entire world? That's weird. Could there be another zip code?
A zip code?
Could there be another one?
No. The zip code is 96002.
Do you know someone named Chris?
No.
Jill?
No.
Lawrence?
No.
Asia?
No.
Okay, can you give those first six digits of that card number?
Let me see. I don't have the card out. Just a second.
Okay.
The first digits are 5466-1604. 8575.
Wait, no. I'm sorry. You said 5466. What's the other one?
1604.
54661. I just need the first six.
Say that again.
I said I just needed the first six digits.
Oh, 546616.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You know what? Cannot talk today. You know what name? Larry?
No.
David?
No.
Thomas?
No.
Norman?
No.
Cara? Kara?
No.
This is very weird. Nothing is pulling up. Oh, I forgot. I know what to do. That's what I forgot to do. If this doesn't work, then it's just not an account. Could it be under like a nickname or something?
No.
My middle name?
I don't have, no.
Well, you just got the wrong customer support because I'm not finding anything.
Okay, well, this is the number that I called and then I was told to leave my number to call back and you called me back and so I don't know how I reached the wrong customer support, but I guess I'll have to call this number back again and start over.
Yeah, I don't know why nothing is coming up.
Okay.
I mean, you sure you're not? You didn't order any like skincare cream or anything?
No.
For like $6.95 shipping and handling, anything you could think of? AirPods or nothing?
No, I keep track. I keep a record of all anything that I order online. I've got a folder, and I don't have any because I print everything out with the confirmation number and everything, and I don't have anything in my folder. That's why I don't recognize this charge on my credit card. And it's recurring.
I'm so sorry I can't assist you today.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
I guess I'll just try back tomorrow then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too.